Welcome to Hit It Here Talk. I am Mariners Post. We are joined today with Seattle Hibs Nation and our very special guest, Matt Tenuta, left-handed pitching prospect for the Mariners. Welcome. We're very thankful to have you, Matt.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
Let's just get into it. Matt Tenuta was with AAA Tacoma and AA Arkansas, posted a very good 3.03 ERA in 38 games. And with a whip of 1.26. So I think Seattle Hibs Nation has our first question today. So ask away.
Let's start it off with this. At what point of your childhood or like young age did you realize, hey, I'm good at this baseball thing and I could actually be good at this?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess probably like, I don't know, I'd probably guess like six or seven, you know. My whole family's actually, you know, kind of a football family, but my dad was a catcher growing up in high school and stuff, and with me being left-handed, we would just always go in the backyard and kind of toss the ball around, and, you know, I seemed to have a pretty good arm, so from there it just kind of took off, and it was something I loved to do and kind of fell in love with it from there.
It's nice. Who was the most instrumental figure in your early days of baseball?
My early days of baseball. I mean, I guess I'd just say, you know, I would say my dad, just, you know, him helping me and him being around, you know, him loving the game, and, you know, he helped me love it. And, you know, that was kind of it. And I grew up and spent a lot of time, you know, a few years living in Atlanta when I was younger and got to go to some Braves games. And I'll tell you, I loved to watch, you know, Chipper Jones and Andrew Jones and all those guys play. And it was really cool to go to the old Turner Field back in the day, and I fell in love with baseball then, and that's all I really wanted to do.
All right, so I guess it's my turn. So earlier you got traded from the Royals to the Mariners, and what do you think? Are you excited to be a part of the Mariners organizations and be a part of their plans for the future?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was definitely a you know, weird feeling coming into last year when I got traded, you know, before the season and everything. And, you know, being drafted out of high school by the Royals, that's all I had really done. I'd made a ton of friends in that organization, lifelong friends. And, you know, it was weird, but right when I got to the Mariners during spring training and, you know, met the guys and being around, you know, the whole front office and everything, it was a really quick transition. And, you know, this season was awesome getting to, you know, get to know the guys in AA and AAA, and you know, I just had a ton of fun.
Do you have a particular minor league moment or memory this season that really stuck out?
You know, I mean, I guess I would just say, you know, as a team, I would say when I was in AA, you know, starting the year in AA, you know, getting up to AAA and then going back to AA during the playoffs and everything, just, you know, winning the first game of the, you know, AA, the Texas League semifinals in a walk-off fashion with the team and everything and getting to pitch that night. It was one of the most fun games I've had while being in the minor leagues. And then I'd say the other thing that was really special, you know, for something that I accomplished, not just as a team, was when I was in AAA this year, you know, my mom was able to come out to a game in Nashville when we were out there on road trip, and I got my first AAA win in relief, and it was a pretty special moment for me, just, you know, getting closer and closer and, you know, being able to have my mom there and see me get a win, my first win in AAA was really cool.
So based on that, we know, heard that the minor leagues are tough being away from everyone and just playing baseball, trying to get up there. And so do you like really cherish those moments you get to spend with your family and friends when they come out and see you play?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My first year when I was in rookie ball with the Royals, our rookie ball team was in the Appy League, and we were the Burlington Royals. And, you know, being from Apex High School, you know, right outside Raleigh, North Carolina, Burlington's only, you know, like 45 minutes away. So, you know, my first full season or whatever, when I was, you know, I'm in rookie ball, all my friends from high school and all my family and everything were able to come out to, you know, back then I was a starter to almost like every one of my starts that was at home. So it was kind of, that was something that, you know, I really cherished. And as the years have gone on, moving all around different levels and everything, I haven't got, you know, to have my family there. You know, they're busy with jobs and everything. I haven't, to, you know, most of my outings and stuff, but anytime they come in, whether it was a couple outings this year in AA, outings in AAA, it's, it's really special, and it's kind of like an extra like amp. You're amped up a little more just because your family's there to watch you, you know, do what you love.
Yeah.
CLM's Nation, you have a question?
That's a hard question to live up to or like follow up with. So, okay, yeah. Let's go back to the AAA question. How important was it for you to get a few relief appearances in AAA last season and picking up 2 wins and a save? Those are MLB ready players. That must be a huge confidence booster for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely special. I felt, you know, that I was really throwing the ball well in AA, and when someone went down up there, you know, to get the opportunity to go up to AAA, you know, for about, you know, just being around guys like Jason Worth was up there at that point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Gordon Beckham was up there at that point. Just kind of talk to them, and, you know, you're around all these guys. You know, Vogelbach was there, you know, a bunch of great dudes, and it was a ton of fun just to kind of – Mike Morin was there, just a bunch of guys to talk to and, you know, that have, you know, serious big league time. And, you know, it was special, and it was definitely a nice confidence boost, you know, coming into this year. And, you know, this will be my first major league spring training I'm going to. So
wow.
It's a big confidence boost to go into it, you know. You know, feeling like you can go in there and, you know, do the best you can and have a chance. So,
did any of those players in AAA tell you any advice or share any stories about MLB and like Gordon Beckham and Jason Worth and Mike Morin? Tell anything or give you any advice?
Just talking with Mike. He's a great guy, and you know, it was awesome to you know, get to be in the bullpen with him. And I mean, I wouldn't really – advice-wise, I mean, it just depended on the day and everything. But he had a ton of advice for me continuing to work on myself. And it was kind of like just kind of stay even keel because, you know, you don't want to get – with a good outing, you don't want to get too high. And then when you have a bad outing, you can't mope around because especially when you're in the bullpen.
Yeah.
You know, you can have a bad outing, and me being a left-hand reliever, I could go out and face 2 lefties, not get either of them out, and then – the next day I can't be sitting there moping around back in the locker room or in the bullpen because I might have to go out the next day if I only threw a few pitches and try to get another lefty out. So it was definitely important, you know, getting to know Mike and him just talking to me and saying, hey, listen, no matter what, you kind of got to stay even keel, and good or bad outings, you got to stay and keep being yourself. So that was one of the main things I learned from him that I'll definitely continue to take as I continue my career.
So he's saying that basically being in the bullpen's a mental game. You got to always be – ready for your next appearance, you know. You can't think about your previous appearance
I mean, you can take the good from, you know, and you can always take the good from outings, and you can take the bad because it's also things you work on, you know, the things that didn't go well in the last one. But overall, you know, you can't be thinking about any of that stuff when you get back out on the mound the next time. So that was important that he kind of taught me that, and you know, I'll definitely take that for a long time, no matter what, you know, how many years I'm in baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of like the philosophy, for example, a Seattle athlete, another one, Russell Wilson preaches. Short, you got to have a short memory.
Absolutely.
So you recently inked a new deal this offseason with Mariners. Who are some guys, 40-man coaches, legends that you'd like to meet and get tips from this spring training?
I don't really want to pick anyone straight up, but honestly, mm-hmm. I'm really excited just to, you know, be around, you know, a lot of the big league guys and, you know, the whole coaching staff and get to know the front office a little better. Last year is my first year. And I mean, there's just a ton of excitement, honestly, for me right now, getting to go into a big league camp and, you know, get to, you know, learn from the older guys and just kind of be around it. So overall, just getting to know everybody will be awesome.
Yeah. You know, I think the Mariners still got Felix Hernandez going to be a part of the spring training. That's going to be exciting for you. A longtime pitcher, great pitcher. Maybe learn a few things from him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely. I feel like in that situation with all those guys, especially Felix and everybody, you know, the guys with a lot of big league time and just everybody you're in camp with, you kind of got to be a sponge in whatever they say and, you know, whatever they bring up, any pointers for you, you definitely got to listen and take those and keep those in the memory bank for sure.
Mm-hmm. Seattle Arms Nation, you got another question here?
Okay, let's go with another more in-depth question. What are some things you do in the off season to keep your arm ready and prepared for the next season?
Oh, that's a good question. I this year I definitely took a little more time off. You know, I do a lot of band work and everything, and but I took a lot of time off this off season from throwing. With my last off season, I didn't really get a long one. When I was still with the Royals before I got traded, I was in the Arizona Fall League, so I was playing all the way up till Thanksgiving, and I really didn't get a ton of time off. So then coming to this off season, I felt like it was big to really not start throwing until the beginning of December. So, you know, I've taken a ton of time off, and now that I've started to, you know, get it going and everything, I'm really into, you know, long toss and everything. So I've been kind of going over, you know, my family lives in Cincinnati now, and I've been going over to the University of Cincinnati and long tossing over at the football field. So that's been a ton of fun.
Do you use weighted balls like certain major leaguers? Because I see Dan Altavilla, he uses weighted balls.
Yeah, I've never, you know, weighted balls before, but yeah, a lot of guys are into those, and I think it's just preference if you want to use them or not. And I've never actually tried them or anything, but you know, my good buddy who I played with in Double A last year, and you know, had time last year, Matt Festa, he's you know, he uses the weighted balls, like you said. Dan uses the weighted balls, so I think it's just preference, whatever is going to help you, and it works. So.
I mean, it's hard being a pitcher in the MLB because you always have to keep your arm ready because that's the most important part, you know.
Absolutely.
Make sure you don't lose your velocity or, you know, it must be pretty tough in the off season.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure, especially, you know, being a reliever when you're running out there. You know, it could be every night, be every other night, you know, it's tough. You're gonna, you know, your arm's definitely gonna have to be in good shape, you know, to be going through that.
So, I'm mentioning any other questions here?
I know we're conform most memorable pitch. What was the most memorable pitcher hitter duel you ever had?
Pitcher, that's a good question. You know, I faced Acuna in the fall league, I can't remember how long our at bat was. I think it was like a 12 pitch at bat or something like that. And he's an incredible player, as everybody got to see this year in the big leagues. And then I remember years ago when I was in low A with the Royals, we were playing the Yankees low A team, and I faced Aaron Judge too.
Oh
So
man, yeah.
those are two guys that, you know,
Heavy hitters.
yeah, heavy hit. They were, you know, looking back on it, I mean, obviously in the fall, like, everybody already knew about Acuna, but back in, you know, low A, you know, Aaron Judge was, you know, making his way up at that point. And I remember standing on the mound and, you know, just seeing this humongous dude step in the box. I was like, wow, who is this guy? You know, and they're like, that's Aaron Judge. And, you know, as the years have gone on, I'm like, yeah, that's Aaron Judge. You're not wrong about that. So
What is
it's been awesome, you know, to look back on that and be like, wow, you know, getting to face him, and hopefully getting to face him in the big leagues again, you know. So
So I think you're probably gonna be starting your either Triple A and Double A again. Are you excited? You may make your MLB debut this year, next year. What are you most looking forward to when you get up to the big leagues?
I mean, for me, you know, my goal has always been to be a major leaguer, and it's something I've worked really hard for over these years, you know, coming out of high school. And you know, I put in all the work for every year, and you know, hopefully I can, you know, have a good spring and get to start the season in AAA, and you know, be close. And you know, just the moment of, you know, after all this hard work, the moment to get on the major league mound, you know, I can't wait for that day. And I hope that, you know, my family and everybody and all my friends will be able to make it out or be able to see it. And you know, it's something I've worked for all these years. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, getting that chance. And it's been awesome being with Seattle. So I hope to get that chance in Seattle with the team.
Seattle Arms Nation, another question, please.
When you reach the big league level, what are some ballparks that you're looking forward to pitching in the most?
Oh, that's a great question. I guess growing up, you know, my dad and my younger brother were huge Yankee fans, so definitely I would say, you know, it would be cool to pitch in Yankee Stadium, and I know my family would love to come to that. And I think Fenway is always a place every guy answers because you want to get to see the Green Monster, and
Yeah, and
what a cool park that is. Yeah.
you get to sign the inside too.
Yeah. My buddy Rob Whalen got to do that, and he showed me a photo of that. So it was that'd be something really cool to get a chance to do. And I would definitely say Fenway because when I was in Single A, the Red Sox Single A team, the Greenville Drive, have like the exact replica stadium kind of, and they have a Green Monster in the park and everything. I just thought that was really really cool to play there. And so it definitely Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park are two of the parks that, I mean, I bet everyone probably answers something like that, but
Yeah.
definitely those are two of the top tier parks. And I think Wrigley Field too. You know,
Or awesome.
I moved around a lot growing up and everything. So I lived in Indiana, and we weren't too far away from Chicago. And all my friends were Cubs fans, and just the I got to go to Wrigley once and just see it. You know, they weren't obviously it was around the winter, but just kind of seeing it from a distance and everything. I was like, that'd be pretty cool one day to get to pitch there with the ivy and everything.
Yeah, I never knew the Red Sox Single A had a replica. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's the Greenville Drive. It was a really awesome stadium.
That's pretty cool. So, excited to go to those parks and maybe just pitch in front of the home fans and now what's called T-Mobile Park. It must be exciting, everyone. I mean, your family might even make it there. I mean, when you do make it there, it's gonna be pretty exciting, you know. It's always exciting to have
Absolutely.
your first debut, but it's also going to be very nerve-wracking, you know,
Yeah,
pitching in front of the
absolutely.
fans.
Absolutely. And I think the great thing about it is, and it's something I was really excited about signing back with the Mariners and getting the opportunity to go to big league camp. It's kind of like, I mean, I know it's spring training, but, to kind of get some opportunities to pitch in big league spring training games, I think that's something that will definitely help my nerves when I get to that opportunity to get to the big leagues and pitch there. It's definitely something that will be exciting, and it kind of takes a little bit of the nervousness away from you. That.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, M's Nation, you got any more questions or should we move on to a
Well,
different topic?
baseball related question. Then if you guys want, we can go on to football and talk a little bit college football playoffs. So basically, do you have any traditions or routines that you do before every start or relief appearance?
Well, I did in high school when I was back in high school in North Carolina. You only play so many games during the week, and I always started the conference game Friday, and I would always after school would end or whatever before we'd come back at 7, around like 4:30 or 5, I'd get over and I'd go have a burrito from Chipotle, which is kind of funny. I'd always go to Chipotle and get a chicken burrito from there, and then I'd go back and get to the field and pitch. And I did that a little bit in my first year in pro ball. If there was like a Chipotle in the town or wherever it was, when I was a starter, and I was just always like, oh, I gotta get Chipotle. And if there wasn't one in that town, there's a lot of smaller towns in Single A or whatever. I'm at a bad outing. I'm like, ah, see, it was because I didn't have Chipotle. But now that I've kind of gone to the bullpen, I'm really not as superstitious anymore. It's kind of hard to be, especially in the bullpen when you could pitch any day. So that kind of changed me a little bit.
So, I have a question about the bullpen and starting. Do you think it's more like nerve-wracking or harder to start a game and be that first pitch, throwing that first pitch, or is it coming into late game situations facing a tough hitter? Like, which one's more nerve-wracking?
I think it depends. For you could ask either pitcher. It could be, and a lot of the time starters will say it's a little harder to go out there because you got to go so many innings. But I mean, for me, it's been, I try to do the best I can to not be, not let the nerves get to me. But this year a lot in Double A and even some in Triple A, I seem to be throw a lot in the eighth inning, and try to get the hold. And I'm pretty close friends with Matt Festa, and he was the closer in Double A when we were there. So, a little bit kind of in my head going out there, I'm going, all right, well, you got to hold this inning down so we can get to Fest to get the save here. So that was a little nerve-wracking. Or The biggest thing for me sometimes to get, there's a little bit of nerves is my biggest thing, especially from being a starter in past years, was, you always hate as a starter to come out of the game with guys on base because those are your runs. So every time, since I've become a reliever, my favorite thing always coming in would be, if I come in with a guy on base or whatever, my goals are always, even if it doesn't count against Maya or anything like that, my goal is to go in there and shut it down and make sure that the starters run, wherever I'm coming in for, run doesn't score. Because, I know how that feels for that to come against you when there's nothing you can do because it's helpless for you standing in the dugout watching someone else come in and let your run score. So that's always something that I, there's a little nerves there because, that's your buddy, that's your teammate. You're not trying to let his run score. So there's a little nerves there, but also it's like, this is my opportunity, come in, be a great teammate and, get us out of this inning. So, but I'd definitely say relieving for me is a little more nerve-wracking, but I definitely love being in the bullpen a lot more than starting.
All right. Seattle Nation, you said you wanted to change topics.
Okay, so who do you guys, this is for everyone, who do you guys think is going to win or make it to the college football playoff championship game?
All right. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I'm actually right now. I'm in North Carolina with some friends, and we had some people over. We were watching the college football semifinals today, and when you guys called and said you want to talk, I was like, all right, that's perfect. Works out around halftime, and me and my family, being a football family, we do the bowl picks for every bowl game,
Oh, yeah, really.
and just to see who will win it out in the year and everything, and. I took Clemson and Alabama. I know it sounds funny because, of course, every year it seems like they're in the final, but I was right so far today on Clemson. And, when I left the room to come talk to you guys, I know Alabama was up. I don't know what the score is now. I know they're up.
It's 31-10 right now, so.
Yeah, it's 31 to 10 and a half. So I was like, so far the picks are looking pretty good. And last year I was lucky. Last year I was lucky enough to, during the off season, right after New Year's, I was able to be down in, Louisiana in New Orleans for the Alabama Clemson national semifinals. So that was something really cool. And so getting to see that last year, I was like, well, they're both in it this year. I'd love to see a rematch this year in the national title. So it's looking like that might happen.
So, I mean, this might be the best Alabama team I've ever seen. I mean, Tua's hurt, he's still doing this. So, I think my prediction for the final, because I think it's going to look like Alabama's going to make it, but I think Alabama would probably beat Clemson. I think they're just too good this year. What do you guys think?
I think Alabama's going to win. There's no doubt about it. It's kind of a given these days.
I saw something that said it's the Alabama Invitational now,
Yeah.
the
Yeah, that's no, yeah, I would say Clemson might play, it could come out and play just an unbelievable game and maybe Alabama doesn't have a good one, but yeah, Alabama right now, just looking at the way they've played in all season. A great game in the SEC championship, even without Tua. Jalen Hurts came in and played great. And
playoff.
Alabama's just—I mean, they're so deep at every position. I mean, I don't know how many running backs they've played so far tonight. Like, I think four in the game. The guys are running people over. So, I'd probably pick Alabama as my national champion too. Which I feel like coming into every season, they're already picked as a national champion, like thing. So.
But
What about NFL? What about NFL? Who do you have for NFL Super Bowl?
oh, that's a tough question. Yeah, I'm definitely, more of a college football guy just because my family and my little brother actually plays college football, but I
Oh,
haven't
wow.
kept on with the NFL. But I don't know. Obviously, I feel like just like Alabama, every year the Patriots are around there. Everybody's talking about the Patriots, so
Yeah,
it's
it's going to be
team.
interesting this
Yeah,
season.
Patrick Mahomes over with the Chiefs. I mean, he's unbelievable. And then the what are they? They're the Los Angeles Rams now, and the Rams are something special over there too. So I don't really know who I got in the Super Bowl, but I mean, I definitely when the playoffs start coming around, I'll definitely get a little more interested. And I know it's nice to see the Cleveland Browns are having a little better year this year, and they got the quarterback of the future now with Baker Mayfield, so that's exciting for them too. So. This is my first year I didn't play fantasy football. This is the first year in a long time, so I'm not as you know, up to date with, you know, the NFL.
But so shifting back to college football, you said your little brother plays college football. Who does he play for?
Yeah, my little brother's actually a freshman at Virginia Tech.
Wow, what position?
Well, he is the offensive lineman.
So I know you root for Virginia Tech now because of your little brother, but when you were growing up, you said you were from North Carolina or South Carolina. Who do you root for?
Yeah,
who did you root for when you were a kid?
Well, actually, that's what I was saying. Actually, being a football family, my growing up, we moved all over. I was actually born in Texas, but I've, you know, lived all over my life. My dad's a college football coach, so we've moved all over. And everywhere that my dad has coached, you know, wherever we live, that would just be our college football team. So, and actually in 2 days, I'm in North Carolina right now, actually picking up my best friend who went to high school with, my longtime best bud, and we're headed to the D.C. area for the Military Bowl, which is on the 31st at noon. And my little brother and Virginia Tech are actually facing my dad, who's who coaches, he's an assistant on the defense at Cincinnati. So it's kind of like, you know, each other on my dad's coaching against my little brother. So that'll be pretty cool. And that's kind of something special for my family over, you know, the holiday season and bringing in the new year. You know, like I said, we're a big football family. So it's kind of a special day for all of us. And it's a couple days away. So I'm pretty excited about that.
So you're going to be torn between who you cheer for. I just want both to win.
Well. Yeah. Like talking to my mom and my older brother, we'll all be at the game. And my sister-in-law, you know, we're saying, oh, well, it'll be nice because regardless of after the game's over, you know, one of the Tenutas will win. You know, either my dad or my little brother wins the ball. So we're all going to, you know, we go neutral. We don't wear Cincinnati or Virginia Tech stuff. And, you know, whoever wins, we're coming out like a winner. But also you can't, you know, be too mean about it because someone's going to lose also, but it'll be a lot of bragging rights for the future years.
Was your dad and your little brother trash talking earlier this week, getting ready for it? Or
honestly, not really, which is funny. My little brother was able to come to Cincinnati for Christmas. He was home for about 2.5 days, just real quick before he had to rejoin the team and everything to get ready for bowl practice. So honestly, you know, I think that it was good. I don't know if my mom said something or whatever, just said, you know, we're not going to bring up the bowl game during Christmas and you're not going to have anything like that. So nothing was really said, but I know whoever will win will be, you know, gloating about it for years to come.
Yeah. So, M's Nation, anything you want to talk about here?
It's all yours. Do you have any other stuff? Can't think of anything else.
No, I think this has gone pretty well. I think we just want to say a big thank you to Matt Tenuta for joining us today. Coming out of his way, watching the college football playoff. We'll let him get back at that. But I just big thank you from me and Seattle Lums Nation.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.
Sharing your stories, you know. Hope you do well this coming season of spring training.
I appreciate that. And yeah, no problem. I appreciate you guys asking me to come on. This is the first time I've been on, you know, a podcast or anything like this. And I appreciate it. And, you know, it was nice to take a little break from watching college football all day and, you know, get back into baseball. They're coming up and leaving in a couple of weeks to head out to Arizona. And, you know, definitely was, you know, fun to kind of got the spark going for me, you know, excited to get for the upcoming season. So I appreciate you guys having.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, man, so much. And thank you guys for listening this week. We'll be back next week on Hit It Here Talk. And so see you then.